Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And 10 more will make the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame grow in richness to 87 when the 7th class is inducted on Friday, July 13th. One of them will be Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan, class of 87 out of DHS, twin sport contributor. Volleyball and basketball won a regional cage title back in 86 when now Hall of Fame board member Bill Atkinson was her head coach. Coached then volleyball collegiately at College of Charleston, where she just entered that school's Hall of Fame, and was, of course, as you know, coach at Indiana for a decade. Now the Hall calls her name. Young lady, quite the athlete, growing up in Ellettsville, Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan.
This is where I grew up, so it's really special to me. Bill Atkinson, my high school basketball coach, so to have him still around and so many people that, you know, were so instrumental in what I did is still so special. I mean, Edgewood was the perfect fit for me. It was a little smaller than Bloomington North or Bloomington South. Still, you know, I mean, to have Bill still be around so much, used to come to all the IU practices, and you know, even so many of my teachers when I lived out in San Francisco coaching, a couple of them would come out and visit, you know, so just that type of small town for me was exactly the right fit, because it just so personal with the teachers and coaches and everything, and I was just given so much, and so coaching to me was kind of a natural to go into that field and give back, you know, what I was given. So I've 25 years of coaching, and it was absolutely fantastic for me.
Well, that's Monroe County Hall of Fame inductee Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan, class of 2018, to be inducted on Friday, July the 13th. You can go online, monroecountyshof.org, for ticket information. And the very popular meet and greet is all set again for 5 o'clock, July the 13th. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, proof in the pudding, so to say, and Jeff Baldwin, executive director of the Bloomington Boys and Girls Club, has seen firsthand the impact of the club's fundraiser, Man Up to Make a Difference, has had on boys and girls who have attended, who have listened, and who have learned, and now are advancing with their personal foundations, the exact intent, again, of this year's event set for July the 17th. And as Jeff was telling me,
we're inching up on 600 kids a day that we're serving at the club. And that's profound, because there are just so many. 20% of our Monroe County youth are struggling in families with poverty, obviously at risk of failing. And so there's just more and more kids that need to be served. We've got 1 in 5 Indiana teenagers today that are seriously contemplating suicide, and 1 in 6 have a detailed plan about how they're going to do that. That is not acceptable in Bloomington. It's not acceptable in the state of Indiana, and we are going to stand in the gap to make sure that we turn that tide. Head to our website at bgcbloomington.org. It's $75 a ticket, $525 for a table of 8. Tables are going fast, so we're encouraging people to run in that direction.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you about the auction. What kind of goodies you got lined up?
Sneak peek that I can share is that I am asking all of the coaches to very seriously consider some kind of very special personal experience, whether it's with them or going to a practice or something like that. So I've got all of them scratching their heads about what they could offer to the auction. So excited to see what they end up offering.
That's Executive Director of the Bloomington Boys and Girls Club, Jeff Baldwin. Another sellout is expected. Again, the event is on a Tuesday night this year, July the 17th. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.